This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I need stories from Campy's wedding. I was having fun on Friday. It's one of the only times I had fun on Friday, is when I said Lawrence is not here today because he's at Rick Camp's wedding. I think I might have said it 14 times because it was just so fun to say.
Lawrence Holmes is at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence Holmes, who is off today. Because he's at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence is at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence is at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence Holmes off today for the wedding of Rick Camp.
The crack producer. The crack man. Rick Camp.
We wish we had a recorder going at the time because I believe, was it Jay Lowoski is what he called him?
Jay Zolowoski.
I thought I heard a Jay Wazowski, like the Monsters, Inc. movie.
Maybe.
Jay Zawoski is the host of I'm Fat podcast. Are you fat or is that just the title?
I am absolutely fat.
Jay gave a beautiful speech.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Campy and Sam.
The White Sox also introduced Luis Robber after he officially signed his $26 million contract. Ken Rosenthal reports 12.5 of that million will be paid in the first year, and Robber will start in the Dominican League as he hasn't played since last July. Rick Hahn yesterday at the press conference talked about how Marco Patti was so in favor of Robber that he was willing to give up his draft, deal with the consequences. It's not that hard to say. To deal with the consequences.
What is going on?
I don't know. I think I don't know if I like just like had a stroke or something and I didn't know it. But anyway, Marco Patti wanted Robber.
Are you okay?
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Thank you so much for hanging out here with us today. Shane's here. Tanny's here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, was Barry Rosner there at the wedding or no?
No, he was not. But that was what, Joe and Barry hosting Hit and Run?
I think that is correct.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, I think so.
Shout out to my guy, Joe Ostrowski. I miss that dude. So, Spiegs is on Twitch. If you want to see him, you can see him in the studio on Twitch as well. But he is at the crib today. But twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore, you can see Spiegs as he is hanging out in his place. I'm here in studio with the boys. We have a show for you. Here's what we've got planned for today. At 3:25... Alex Dragovic is going to join us. Very much looking forward to him. Ran across a bunch of his comedy this past weekend. Didn't realize it was the same guy who's games I was calling when Notre Dame was beating the snot out of DePaul, and it's him. So we're going to talk NCAA tournament and comedy with him. We got a little bit of Bear stuff that we got to get done today, which we're excited about because it's meaty football. You know, we can kind of do Ben's vision, at least, and talk about one specific player in that they've picked up over the last couple of weeks. Jason Leisure joins us at 4 o'clock today to talk more Bears. Sean King would like to talk about the quarterback of the Bears with us. Those are all good things.
Yeah, man, and we've got some White Sox nuggets to get to you, and the Cubs lineup today, differing from what it was in Japan, is something we ought to get to as well. But, man, the Bulls were blowing up the group chat last night. The Bulls are the story in Chicago sports right now, and this is their moment to do it. This is March NBA basketball when some focus is available in town, but also some players around the NBA are kind of easing off and trying to make sure that they are healthy for the games that matter. No Nikola Jokic last night in Denver, but the Bulls still doing what they're doing and Coby White doing what he's doing. And we'll talk about him specifically in a minute, but the Bulls have me thinking, all right, are they actually on their way to something here? Do I need to pause and give them credit for this 8 wins in their last 10, this 4-2 road trip, the drubbing of the Lakers the past Saturday night, this win last night, and how fast they play? So 31-11 in fast break points last night. And when people who matter start taking note, like listen to Michael Malone, the Denver Nuggets head coach, talking about how fast the Bulls play. This is after the loss last night.
I thought we played hard, but we needed to play harder. Gave up 31 points in transition, you know, and that was the whole message all day long against arguably the best running team in the league, makes, misses, turnovers. And, you know, 34 assists, only 12 turnovers, not a bad number. But 31 fast break to 11, you got scored by 20 on the break in a game you lose by 10. And they were just examples. I could tell we were dead tired in that third quarter, fourth quarter. Turnover, made basket, and they were just driving the ball down our throat, throwing the ball over our heads, and we just weren't able to get back. So, I thought our guys competed, but against that team, you got to compete even harder.
Man, that sounds like actual legit respect from a title-winning coach of a pretty damn good team.
Yeah, but they've fallen on hard times lately, though. In the last week or so of ball, they've struggled a little bit. I'm trying not to go too crazy with this, Speaks, because it is March, and you don't want to, like we were talking about yesterday, you don't want to have September baseball and March basketball feel like the same thing of like, yeah, these stats are cool for someone in September, but that isn't always the way that baseball works. And the same thing for March. Like I'm excited seeing Buzelis, like watching him yesterday, watching him off the dribble yesterday, get to the rack like that. Mm-hmm. That has been a beautiful thing to watch, and them get up and down and Coby kind of doing his thing and getting stronger. And Billy had spent a lot of time talking about all of this stuff, and we'll get specifically to Coby in the next segment. But I love that they are at least making it difficult for other teams because they are finally playing with pace. This is what Billy said about the effect of that last night late in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think what ends up happening a lot of times in fourth quarters, games get slowed. You know, and I thought when they went a little bit small, they kind of cross-matched. And I thought we were trying to figure it out too much, and we got a little bit slow in the fourth. And then, you know, we had that timeout, I think, with maybe like 10:30. It was a pretty quick timeout in the fourth. And, you know, I just told them, I'm like, listen, we got to be who we've been all year. I mean, just get out. Let's run. Move the ball. Share it like you guys have done. The defense will tell you what to do. But, you know, and some of it was probably on me because I was trying to explain to them who we wanted in actions based on how they were cross-matching. It probably slowed us a little bit. But I thought after that, we really kind of got out and ran. Now, I thought they did a pretty good job in the first half, Denver getting back. But we scored, I think, 31 fast break points, and a lot of those came in the second half. And I thought we did a good job in the fourth quarter maintaining that pace.
Billy Donovan is doing a hell of a job. Since the deadline, this team is a lot more fun and they're also better. And they got me wanting to ask some bigger questions. I'm going to hold on to this until maybe tomorrow when we're doing middays. We've got a little more space tomorrow. We've got some guests, and we got to get to Coby White coming up. But I've got some sort of some big picture NBA roster building stuff and what the game plan is, could be, and maybe ought to be I want to throw at you and throw at the listeners. So I'm going to keep that in my back pocket.
All right. So when we come back, let's talk about Coby White and what's gone on with Coby over the last year or so of his development. Billy Donovan said something that I talk about a lot, and I want to throw it past you and hear what the coach has to say about Coby. We will do all of that next here on The Score.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller staff. You guys go do your thing. I love your staff.
Afternoons on The Score.
Here's Coby. Steps back to his left. Three ball. Got it. Big splash. Coby White. He is having himself another fabulous game for the Chicago Bulls.
You know, second half, they shot 48 from the field. Obviously, you have to give a lot of credit to Coby White. That kid's playing at a really high level and did so again tonight. Had 24 at the half, had 37 for the game. Josh Giddey, I mean, 26, 9, and 8. Those two players, obviously. And then I thought, you know, Jalen Smith and Terry off the bench were really impactful.
Coby White named Eastern Conference Player of the Week for second consecutive week. That was the note that the Bulls put out there. He has been tremendous. And if you're wondering, yes, he joins Michael Jordan as the only Bulls player to earn consecutive Player of the Week accolades. He has just been outstanding.
It became personal with me.
I'm sure.
He's going to come back. He's going to come back and get three in a row. Michael is, just to get Coby off that.
Yeah, breaking news on The Score. He would, too.
He would, just to do it. You see, see the other list that Coby White joined last night with his third straight 30-point game for the Bulls?
No, what list is that?
These are the seven Bulls with 30 or more in three straight games. Coby White, Michael Jordan, Derrick Rose, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Bob Love, Chet Walker, end list.
Wow.
That's Coby White.
I would have thought Reggie Theus maybe popped up on that list, but I guess not.
Great guess. Orlando Woolridge, somebody like that. But no. Coby, 13 straight with 20, three straight with 30. He is on one. And the shooting wasn't always a part of this over the recent couple months, but the shooting is now back. So now you got the full package going.
After the game last night, Billy Donovan gave us chapter and verse on why he thinks Coby White is doing what he's doing.
I'm going to continue to ask you about Coby White.
I'm going to call ESPN, USA Today, everybody, and let you, they get more pub.
Newspaper reference.
There we go. How about that? Why not? Sometimes, let you guys know, pump them up. Yeah. You know, he holds himself really to a high standard, and I know when he doesn't play to the level he thinks he should play, he feels like he's letting himself and his team down. I agree with you in terms of what we talked about before the game. You know, there's a reason he was Player of the Week in the Eastern Conference for the last 2 weeks. I mean, he's played exceptionally well, and I would imagine around the league they recognize that. And he's evolved into, you know, a just a great player all the way around. Like, no one's going to talk about it. One of the best plays that he made in the game, in my opinion, was late in the fourth quarter. They were kind of making a run, and he was back on defense, and he put his chest right out and kind of jumped and went vertical and took it on the chest. I think it was maybe Watson missed one, and we rebounded the ball, and I think we got back out on the break again. Like, he's doing those things. He's playing both ends. It's not just the scoring. And the other thing that's pretty amazing is, I think, you know, everybody – you know, like this is what I said about him. Like last year, I think the number of minutes he got and the responsibility he had, like he even said there was nothing I could have done to prepare for that. He prepared this summer to be able to kind of play heavier minutes with the understanding that he's probably going to be keyed upon. Things aren't going to be as easy as maybe they were the last couple of years. But I think if you look at his evolution as a player from where he was, you know, his rookie year, second year to where he is now, I mean, the amount of work and the drive, that's the thing I love about him is he is completely, completely driven with being the very, very best he can be. And he's got great belief and confidence in himself. And I think one of the reasons he has been able to grow so dramatically is he's never, ever, ever looks outward for reasons of why he's not performing. Everything always takes place inwardly of what he has to do. And I have great respect and admiration for that. So I'm really happy for him. And he certainly has played at an incredibly high level and deserves all the accolades he's gotten.
If you want to get better, if you're a player that plays for Billy Donovan and you want to get better, he will help you in that regard. One of the other things that Billy ended up saying, like later in the press conference, was what he asked Kobe to do is similar. Like, he wanted him to be in great shape so that he could run like Steph Curry does. And Spiegs, I've told you about this a lot. We were talking about Liam McNeely from UConn last week. Watching Steph play is not just about watching him shoot. It's watching him take his opponent through screens and make them dog-ass tired in the half-court game. Kobe White's doing that. And the fact that Billy identified it and said, here's something that you could do to make yourself a more effective player, and Kobe is good with doing it, I love it.
Yeah, man. It's awesome to hear Billy talk about Kobe as a dude and as an athlete in terms of the working. I agree that if you want to get better and you're playing for Billy, you can get better. He is just a freaking hoops lifer who wants to coach, and especially young guys who can give him that opportunity. It's pretty interesting what's happening right now with Kobe White and with Giddey. The two of them playing together seems like it makes a lot of sense in this run here. Like, these last seven or eight games, the two of them as a backcourt tandem is a pretty interesting thing to look at. But Kobe overall, we know he's gotten a little better every year. He's gotten a little better every year. And if he's adding that level of fitness. And you talk about Steph Curry running like that, I start thinking about Ray Allen running like that.
Absolutely.
About Richard Hamilton. It didn't have the jumper extended that far, but he found a way to get himself open and running like that.
Rip on a curl was deadly from mid-range.
Yep. And it's something that you can do, something that you can control yourself. Like defense in terms of your overall game and everything you're bringing to it. Kobe White's going to make some interesting choices with one more year on his deal. If he's just going to extend it all the way to unrestricted free agency after next year, or they can have an opportunity with his bird rights to try and extend him this offseason. It's going to be some very interesting stuff. And thank God we all trust our tourist Karnishevis in the big picture to make good choices.
They're going to give Giddey $30 million per. They are. And it's going to look like he earned it, and then you're going to be watching a game in December next year and being like, did they really? Yeah, they did. They did that. They did it for sure.
He's only 22. What if this is the real light bulb going on, Lawrence, for the rest of his career?
Maybe
that's what this is.
Maybe he just needed Billy to make him a better player. I don't know. We'll discuss. By the way, we're going to be hosting middays tomorrow because we have to fly to Las Vegas because we are doing shows out from Circa on Thursday and Friday. But when we come back, let's talk Bears. Middays had a great guest on talking about one of the new Bears, and it made us think about something that we said about that player and the versatility of what they can do defensively. We'll explain next on The Score.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.